Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, we kind of started this morning a little softer and then saw things turn around and push higher. Been trading kind of both sides ever since here all day.
Yeah, Randy, it was a real day of positioning. We got several larger important reports coming out. We got crop progress and the first corn condition rating this afternoon from NASS. And then tomorrow we have the WASDE report. So we saw a lot of pre-report positioning going on. That meant covering up some soy shorts, also evening up on corn. And so we kind of went back and forth after a lower start.
Right. Are we looking at, I guess acreage is going to be, everybody's going to be watching, I think, for that, right?
Yeah, acreage will be real key. And we'll see where planting progress is on corn and soybeans. Most here in Chicago think, you know, planting on corn is about 80%, maybe 55 to 60% on beans. But it'll really be the acreage estimates from the USDA tomorrow. But you wonder if they want to get too far ahead of NASS, which will only be out 2 weeks from now with their final seedings estimates.
Yeah, right, right. Livestock side of things, too, we pushed higher here today.
Yeah, we had a reversal. We kind of we started again with some weakness. That weakness had carried over from fund liquidation from last week. And we think that the funds are getting closer to being net flat, at least in the cattle market. Hogs, if they still got some length, but you know, with President Xi and President Trump to meet at the G20 meeting, people didn't want to be overly short of pork, and we started to see some short covering and buying entering the meat structure.
Right. Export inspections this morning, too. Not too bad for the corn and beans.
No, really relatively good. I mean, we're holding in there. Even though Argentina price on corn is about 59 cents underneath the U.S. Gulf, we are still selling some corn, and we were happy to see that the Trump administration at least didn't do any changes in terms of the tariffs from last week. So that was helpful, at least as the profile going home.
Yeah. Anything else we need to be aware of?
Really not. It really comes out to the reports over the next 24 hours. That'll direct prices going forward. After that, it's all about U.S. weather, and I think our focus will shift from planted acreage over to yield going forward, and that'll be the key as we look into the end of the month.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.